I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Religious minorities in India are seeing their freedom erode. Jharkhand recently became the ninth state to pass anti-conversion laws, which are often used to silence any religion other than Hinduism. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti.
I think in the little over three years that we've had this government in place, we've certainly seen those states that have the anti-conversion laws get stronger in that, in trying to implement those laws. They're getting more galvanized. They feel they have the support of the central government behind them.
Bibles for the World works with national partners to distribute Bibles and provide education. They work heavily in two states where the government is considering passing the anti-conversion laws. So please ask God to protect these states and the gospel work happening here. And there's been significant political action recently in defense of the sanctity of human life. Last week, the House of Representatives passed the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. It's a hot-button issue, even between Christians. Chris Fossey with Bethany Christian Services says it's important we continue to inform ourselves on the topic and seek common ground.
This is a wonderful opportunity to educate ourselves and to continue to dialogue and work to bridge gaps. Because at the end of the day, we all want what's best for that child and for their parents.
Bethany believes every child deserves the right to life and a loving family. You can learn more about this work and find ways to support it at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.